On April 3rd, Donald Trump fired Michael Atkinson, the Inspector General for America's Intelligence Community, IC. Mr. Atkinson seems to have been following the law, he told Congress, as he was legally bound to do, about a whistleblower's complaint regarding Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president, over which Mr. Trump was impeached last year. Mr. Atkinson's sacking highlights, obviously, Mr. Trump's vindictiveness, but it also reveals, more interestingly, what he wants from the IC. The phrase intelligence communities referred to the long list of America's federal intelligence gathering services. There are no fewer than 17, including the Central Intelligence Agency, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and a map-making National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, as well as the intelligence arms of the armed forces and several cabinet departments. Overseeing them is the Office of the Directors of National Intelligence, a cabinet-level coordinating position created after the attacks of September 11, 2001. Tension is inherent to the relationship between any president and the IC. The presidents are politicians. Intelligence analysts ought to be apolitical and dispassionate. Analysts must sometimes deliver information the president do not want to hear. Some presidents have mistrusted the IC. Richard Nixon believes it was filled with Ivy Leaguers who looked down on him. Some sideline it. When a small plane crashed on the White House lawn 2 years into Bill Clinton's presidency, some in the IC joked that it was the head of the CIA trying to get a meeting with the domestically focused president. Some have challenged it. Barack Obama, one analyst recalled, used to listen to his daily brief and then ask the hardest question, the one you hoped he wouldn't ask you. Mr. Trump, by contrast, seems to want an IC that is personally loyal to him, and therefore politicized, rather than analytical and independent. He came into office primed to distrust the IC, which first raised concern over his campaign's links with Russia. That mistrust, intensified by his suspicion for civil servants who have served under multiple administrations, as opposed to political appointees whose career he controls, has only deepened over the course of his tenure.